Okay, so let's see how much we can get done. Daf Kaf Hei Omud Aleph at the bottom of the Mishnah. This is really straightforward. I can really zoom through this. Maaseh Ruvain Nikra. Remember, we're talking about the Targum. The official authorized Aramaic translation of the Torah. So the question is, when you have Kriyat Torah, they would read, and they would read the Targum. But apparently, the Mishnah says, not everything received the Targum. There are certain things that were just read. And the Mishnah, in its apodictic fashion, lists a variety of these things without explaining the rationale behind them. And if you hadn't prepared ahead in the Gemara, you certainly can anticipate that the Gemara would ask questions like why this and not that. But fortunately, everybody prepared ahead. When I wasn't here last week, right? Maaseh Ruvain Nikra Velom Velo Mitargim. You know the story about Ruvain and Bilhah. Why would you think? Imagine for a second you haven't looked at the Gemara. Why would you think that they wouldn't read the Targum for that?
Well, it's not very
nice. It's like keep things rated PG.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plenty of other things that are not.
And
it seems like you have to cut a lot out of the.
I think it's more a matter of like you have the Issa that you're not to.
Wouldn't that go against
sleep
the whole
with your mother? And here it sounds as if you. And you wouldn't want to think such a thing about the son of Yaakov.
Oh.
Supposedly they knew all the Torah before they got the Torah and all that stuff.
Right. Wouldn't that go against a Mishnah or two ago where it said, you know, don't... You're not changing the... You know, you're not saying that it's saying a different thing when it's really saying something, but it's your... You're specifically, like, you know, not...
Well, you're covering it up. Exactly. You're not publicizing it. You're not changing anything.
Well, there's a sort of homie, which isn't, I don't know how accurate it is. The Targum never changes anything from the shot of the text.
No, but what does the Targum accomplish that the regular Kriya does not?
The average person can understand it.
Whether the Hoi Polloi will you know, instead just made a mistake. Can't say the Hoi Polloi.
Like the NAFTA?
No, because the Hoi is the. So yeah, saying the Hoi Polloi is the NAFTA. So Maaseh Ruvain Nikra Velo Mitargim. Maaseh Tamar Nikra Umitargim. Maaseh Egel HaRishon Nikra Umitargim VaHasheni Nikra Velo Mitargim. What's Egel HaRishon VeEgel HaSheni?
Paraklam
Ben. Right. In other words, first is the narrative in the Torah about Egel HaZav, and then is the whole retelling that Aaron does of the story. Birkat Kohanim, Maaseh David va'Amnon, Nikra'in v'lo mitargamin. What Maaseh David va'Amnon is not 100% clear. Right? Perhaps it's Maaseh David and Maaseh Amnon. What's Maaseh David that we wouldn't want people to know about? Presumably Bathsheba.
We don't want people to know about, we all know.
Well, we are not Hoi Polloi. We are the educated elite. Ein maftirin b'merkava. You don't read Maaseh Merkava as one of the haftarot. Do in fact we read the Merkava as well? On Shavuot.
What is the Merkava?
The
Merkava.
Okay. Oh, God, but everybody's asleep, so we don't have to worry about it. The mystic description of the heavenly host at the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda, apparently on Shavuot, we rely on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Maftirin Be Hoda et Yerushalayim. Maze Hoda et Yerushalayim? Right. In other words, in Yirmiyahu, the description of all of the lowness to which Jerusalem had sunk in its sin. Now, in fact, is that one of the Haftarot?
Yecheskel.
What did I say?
Yeah.
Oh, Yecheskel.
Maybe
Yeshayahu
is one of
It's not one of our haftarot, but it's one of the haftarot for the Teimanim. The Teimanim read it on Parshat Shmot. On Parshat Shmot. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Yesh nikrin umetargamin, v'yesh nikrin velo metargamin, v'yesh lo nikrin velo metargamin, v'elu nikrin umetargamin. So the Brisa says that there's some, every permutation. And this is the siman. Balat Akan Nashva Siman. Acronyms. Yeah, it'll really help you remember. What's the acronym to remember the acronym? So now we go through it. Bet, Maseh Breshit, Nikra U'mitargim. Pshita, like why wouldn't you be mitargim Maseh Breshit? In other words, what all the things that you read with the all of the things that are listed that you read with the Targum. In other words, what could the obviously there's more material which gets the Targum than in which we censor the Targum. So it should just say both in Ekroni, the Torah is read in from the Sefer Torah and with the Targum, except for the following. Right, but why? But the Brisa says there's certain things. It specifies certain things that are read with the Targum. So what's that? So there's a Havamina that there'd be a reason that we wouldn't. So what's the Havamina that you wouldn't be Mitargeim Maseh Breshit? Mahu Detema, what would you say? What's the Havamina? What might somebody have suggested as a reason you should not translate Maseh Breshit? Atu l'shayule ma l'malo ma l'mata ma l'fnim v'ma l'achor. The Mishnah in Chagiga says that there are four things it's better not to think about. No, it's anti-Bialik. Were you unaware of this?
I was actually unaware of
it. I was unaware of that, yes.
This ditty by Bialik, the equivalent of what we grew up in America, see, so, Madri Do, is a profoundly subversive text. And it's an example of Bialik's use of Mikorot Chazal in the service of advancing a Hebrew culture that had been partially emptied of its religious context, or its religious content, I should say. Those of you that are interested can read my essay on this topic. You were at the lecture where I spoke about this first, and then became an essay. You once came to a lecture in Ogden, right? On that occasion, I spoke with Bialik also.
Where do you know
the source?
Where
for
do find the essay? Essay?
On my website, you can get all of my essays, but I'll send it around if you want. I mean, it's one topic addressing other things, but yeah. I remember I talked about Aviron and Matos and. So in other words, the Mishnah in Chagiga says there's certain things it's better not to think about too deeply. Mala mala, mala mata. Like, what is the nature of existence in Shemayim? Malifnim. What was around before the world was created? Umala achor. What will be after the end of time? Like speculating about these things, if you're not a trained theologian or religious philosopher, might lead one astray. So, if you read about Maseh Breshit and you make it available to the masses, one might think that that would contradict the Mishnah in Chagiga. Komash Malon, that's not the case. We're not worried about that. And you can read and mitargem Maseh Breshit. Maseh Lot Ushtei Benotav Nikra Umitargem. Pshita, Mahu Detema. Why would we think you can't be mitargem Maseh Lot Uvenotav? Nichush Lechvodo Avram. Komash Malon. We might think it's not so mechubad that we should people be talking about all this bad stuff that happens in Avram Avinu's mishpocha, No, you can read and you can translate.
This, by the way, is a sign that the reason for Masse Rubin was not about, you know, it was prudishness, it was just...
Right, right. Ma'u de tema lichush lechvodo de Yehuda?
Masse Tamar Vida.
What did I skip? Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped like Masse Tamar Vida. Why is it, we always say Yehuda v'Tamar, why does it say Tamar v'Yehuda? Well, for whatever reason, the acronym is Balat, with a Taf. Maybe they could have said Bet Lamed Yud. But anyway, Taf, Taf for Tamar. Tamar v'Yehuda nikro mitargem pshita ma'u d'tema lechosh lechvodo de Yehuda. We might have thought it's not so proper to talk about the Yehuda and his misdeeds. Kamash malon. Shivchehu de ude ma'ase. De ode. No, Adirabba. The story of Yehuda is really to his praise. Why? Because it's true, it describes his sin. But what does it also describe? His tshuva. Masse Egel Rishon Nikro Mitargem Pshita Ma'u De Tema Lechosh Lechvodan Shel Yisrael. We might think it's not proper because people will think, oh my goodness, the B'nai Yisrael did this terrible chet.
This might be, I don't know, Tamar Yehuda, so it's saying that he, we can read it because of the Chubidas. Why is that not given, for example, for David Batsheva?
Yeah, I've gotten the David Batsheva.
No, but it's you do it, there's all the controversy with David Batsheva. Right. So here it's saying, Chubidas, you definitely could read it because David definitely knows Chubidas. He says Chabati. I mean, so that shouldn't be even a question. And yet we definitely have a lot of issues with it.
Yes, okay, well, wait till we get there. Kol Shekain.
Seder, but I mean, at least it's. The
truth is
there. I mean,
yeah, but
the gravity.
Is not, yes, that's true. Kol shekein de nichalei de havelu kapara. In other words, and maybe by reading about Masse Cheta Egel, it leads to people to do tshuva. It leads them to attain kapara. Klalot ubrachot nikreinu mitargamin. The tochacha can be read and translated. Pshita ma'u de tema. Why would we think you can't? Nechush Dilma Paige Dataihu the Tzibura. We might think you read about the Klolos, people will pass out. They'll chalish. Right? They'll hear about all these terrible things that are gonna come to us for all of our averus. We know that we have the averus. What? Kamash Malon. We don't worry about that. That's why it's only Avamino. You know Rabbi Riskin's story about the You can't have lived in the town for more than a year without knowing the story.
Oh, we don't know what the story is.
About the Tochocha every year. It happened to be present. About the Tochocha when he was a little kid, and he goes to the Klausenberger Rebbe, and they're reading the Tochocha softly, and the Klausenberger Rebbe yells, no, scream it out loud. As Harot Va'onshin. All of the list of the... It's not clear exactly. Maybe this is the Azharot Va'onshin by Gili Arias, maybe it's any of the other punishments that are listed for certain averut. You should think Nikra'inu Mitargamin Pshita Ma'u Detema Nichosh Dilma Atu Lema Abed Miyira. No, that is if we overemphasize the punishments for sin, maybe people will only avoid sin because they have fear of punishment out of Yira, and instead of doing mitzvot Miava. Kamash Malon, Masse Amnon v'Tamar. It's, you know, Tamar. It's like funny that we still give our daughters the name Tamar because it doesn't work out for anybody so good in the Tanakh.
Well, neither Tamar was particularly. I think it was more the men.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, you wouldn't want to.
In fact, we give the name Tamar mainly. In fact, we use the name Amnon. It's more surprising, I think.
Yes, you have a point.
It's true.
You have a point. Yes. And there are so many fine names which fell out of popularity. Masse Avshalom Nikra, and as Masse Amnon v'Tamar, and Masse Avshalom Nikra Targem Pshita Ma'u D'Tema Lichush Likared the David. Right, we should be afraid that this will cause a blemish on Hamelech David's record because his kids did what they did. Kamash Malon, no, we read it. Masse Pilegish Begiva. Nikro mitargem pshita ma'u de tema leichush lechvodo de binyamin shevet binyamin. This terrible thing happened. You know the story of the Pilegish Begiva. Kamash malon hodat Yerushalayim et avonotea et toavateha. Nikra umitargim. Pshita. Lafuke derebi Eliezer. So what might you, why do we have to tell you that you can do this? Because Rabbi Eliezer had a shita that you shouldn't do it. And this is not a unanimous opinion. Right? Detanya, Maseh ba'adam echad shehaya kore lemala mirabbi Eliezer. Hodat Yerushalayim et toavateha. Amar lo, ad shata bodek betoevot Yerushalayim tseh uvdok betoevot imecha. Batku acharav matzu bo shemetz psul. So, in other words, before the Haftorah became kind of like set in stone, the way it is by us, I mean, it's not so set in stone because you can open up the Chumash and you can see that in any number of given weeks there are two options, depending whether you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. And in our world where any shul could be Sephardi or Ashkenazi at whim.
So Chabad had like the also
yeah. later. So Rabbi Elazar's shul... A guy gets up. Rabbi Eliezer said, you can never make a haftorah with this. And a guy gets up and he's maftir with this parak from Yechezkel. So he says, look, listen, Sonny, you want to talk about all the sins that are there in Yerushalayim's closet? Go check your own mother. It's like the equivalent of saying, you mama. So they check and it turns out that his yichus was all messed up. I mean, it's not clear exactly what the yichus and what way it was messed up, but there was like a dent in his yichus. So I understand we don't paskin this way. In other words, why should this guy? The halacha is you can make a haftorah from this. Rabbi Eliezer, for whatever reason, was machmir and thought you shouldn't. So why should this guy? It turned out that he's got this blemish on his family tree, when in fact he was doing what the halacha for the masses is. What? Yeah, no, there was.
Wasn't because he did that, they had the blood.
But no, but any other shul in the world.
Listen to the rabbi.
Yeah, you have to listen. In other words, in Rabbi Eliezer's shul, it's not proper. No, it's true that the blemish wasn't caused by this, but that was mitgale. And why should Rabbi Eliezer be so harsh with him? Right? So. Ve'elo nikrin ve'lo mitargamin. And this is a list of things where we read, but we do not translate for the variety of reasons that something should be kept a little under the radar. Ra'avdan Siman, that's the acronym. Maseh Ruvein Nikra V'lo Mitargim. Maseh B'Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Shehalach LeKabul Kvul V'haya Kore Chazan HaKneset V'ayhi B'Shchon Yerushalayim V'Omar Lo Mitargimin Hafsek! Al titargem, ela achron veyish vey. Right, don't read that whole pasuk. Right, in other words, don't translate the whole pasuk about Reuven. Ela achron, right, meaning you can only translate the end of the pasuk. It was like a selective reading of the targum. Veyishabchu chachamim. Maseh Egel Sheni Nikra V'lo Mitargim. Eze Maseh Egel Sheni Min Vayomer Moshe Ad V'yar Moshe Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omar Leolam Yehei Adam Zahir B'tshuvatav Shemitoch Tshuva Sheheshivu Aaron L'Moshe Pakdu HaMe'arim Pakru HaMe'arim Shneemar V'ashlichehu Be'esh V'yetze HaEgel Azeh. What's wrong with that pasuk? What's the pshat of the pasuk?
Threw into the fire and he turned into
and turned into an eagle. But what does it sound like? How could it be misunderstood? How could the meaning? It could be read to mean that Aaron was ascribing actual power, actual godliness to the eagle. So you have to be careful. So because of this, so when Aaron is Aaron's recounting of the story. Can be misunderstood. So therefore, the Targum should not be read. Now, it doesn't mean the Targum doesn't exist. I mean, anybody that wants can go over to the shelf and take a Chumash and read the Targum for himself. Adrabba. Every Jew in Israel is obligated to read Shnai Mekar Vecha Targum.
They can also pick the Chumash.
What?
They can also just pick up the Chumash.
They could also just pick up the Chumash. Well, yeah, in other words, the point being that maybe not everybody was literate enough to make heads or tails of the Chumash.
Or even
literate enough to read it.
Yes.
That was always the usual thing about, like, you know, the art school not translating Shir Shirim literally.
Yeah.
As if no one could possibly understand the Hebrew necessary to be able to, like, it was, yeah, there was, yeah, like, for sure no one would.
You know what the subtitle of the art school Shir Shirim is? 101 ways not to say the word breast. But I, after many, many years of having the art scroll Chamesh Megillot tucked away in a corner of my bookshelf that's not easy accessible, I recently had good use of it. Should I tell you this?
You have a Shabbat lamp.
No, no, no. This very last book in the Agnon series that came out, the title story is called Hanidach. In English, it's called The Outcast. It's about the clash between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim. And there's a scene at the beginning of the story where the Chassidish Rebbe comes to town and the Misnagdim chase him out. They banish him from the town on Erev Shabbos. And he has to travel outside the town to get to the Kfar in the snow, and the Hasidim are traveling along with him, and they're reciting Shir Shirim because it's Erev Shabbat. And they're reciting Shir Shirim responsively. And the psukim back and forth that they're reciting only makes sense according to the allegorical interpretation of Shir Shirim. Because they, the Rebbe and the Hasidim, talking about being banished out into the Galut, right? And the desire of the Hasidim to come close to the Rebbe, right? Is what's going on. So it's a perfect case where the drash becomes the pshat. So to translate those psukim literally, according to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, doesn't make any sense. So I had to translate it according to I use the art scroll according to the allegorical interpretation, because that, well, which is essentially Rashi's interpretation, right? But I use the art scroll translation, or I adapted the art scroll translation, because that's what the Rebbe and the Hasidim would have heard when they were saying those psukim, right? So from this we learn, you have to be very careful. Yeah, I'm sure this was exactly what... what does the Mishnah Avos say? Al tiyeh baz l'chol adam, she'en lecha adam she'en lo shoh. Right, everybody has his... Right. So anyway, but this is why it's very careful how you phrase. From this, the Gemara learns out from this Aaron, the Aaron's retelling of the story, which might lead the listener astray. You have to be very careful how you formulate your answers.
A side question.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, there was a saying: "There's no such thing as a stupid question."
Yeah, that's not true. It's just what they told you in school. There were all types of stupid questions.
Because it just seems to me like all of this is just there so that we shouldn't ask questions and we shouldn't think.
No. No. It's all of these ideas, all this quote-unquote censoring of material is not so that people shouldn't ask questions and shouldn't think. It's so that the unlettered, the unlearned, should not be exposed. A little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Okay.
And be led to heretical thoughts by accident. But there's nothing that's... I mean, besides this notion that Kabbalah should not be studied by people under 40, which is a medieval notion, though certainly post the Gemara, there's nothing which inherently is off limits. I mean, when we teach... You know, and there used to be that Chumash that they used in America that had the Rashis censored. And anytime Rashi talked about, bodily functions of a sexual nature, those Rashis were cut out. It was in school. It was used in school. So our kids, lo mishnevei, they go to Asichah, they go to Orot Etzion, certainly in Orot Etzion, right? So nothing's censored. Nothing's, I told you that. I've told you that story many times. Lonnie once drank some beer. She's not a great shikr, my wife. But Shalom was maybe like in first grade or something. And he saw Lonnie taking a sip of beer and he said, Ima, are you going to take off all your clothes and dance around naked? We thought, oh my god, like what did we let him see on television? We said, where'd you get such an idea? He said, Noach. Birkat Kohanim. Birkat Kohanim Nikrin Velomitagamin, my timer, Michtu Mishum Dichtiv Yisa. What's the problem with the word Yisa?
That's the one about the Shofat.
Yeah. It sounds like yeah. Yeah. In other words, it sounds like God is that the Jews get something that everybody else doesn't get. Right? That we have it on the inside. Maseh David va'Amnon lo nikra'in v'lo mitargamin. Vaha amarta maseh Amnon v'Tamar nikra'u mitargam. Lo kasha. Ha dichtiv Amnon ben David. Vaha dichtiv Amnon stama. When it says Amnon ben David, it's a little too explicit. And you can skip that. Like, this is true also, like, whenever you look, you know, I forget about that. I'll censor myself from saying that. But you don't have to, when you're translating something, you have to translate. You know, it's very common now when you read the ketubah. You know, like the ketubah. No, not just that, but the ketubah. I was at a wedding last week. And Moshe Lichtenstein from the Gush read the ketubah. But he did the kind of Reader's Digest. Not just to save time, but because, you know, right, you can say, instead of saying like the schum for the Tosefet Ketubah, he said, v'aschum shehuskam bein atzadim. Right? Whatever. It's not like, reading the Ketubah is not like Kriyat HaMegillah, where you have to read and hear every word.
In certain places, that's the most important.
Yes, in certain, but not in the Gush. So you can censor it for, right? I was once at a wedding and they had somebody, you know, because they wanted to be marbe in the kibudim, so somebody read the ketubah, and then somebody read the ketubah in English. So it's ridiculous. And the bride, Rivka the virgin, betultada, Rivka the virgin. And it was like, what the hell is that? They wanted to translate it, so like all the non-religious relatives and all the non-Jewish co-workers came to the wedding should know what's going on. And Rivka the virgin.
The reason they read in Aramaic.
So nobody should understand.
No, yes. There should be a clear distinction between the Erusin and the Nisuin and to have it read.
Yes, yeah, so for everybody in really that Chadat. Let's finish the matter. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol ha-mikro'ot ha-ktuvim b'Torah l'gnai korin otan l'shvach. Whenever the Torah, this is about kriyuchtiv. You know, sometimes there are words that are written in the Torah one way, but we pronounce them, we read them another way. Right? So here's a list, and all of them have to do with kind of... Well, that's the first example. You read ahead. So to kind of euphemize. Right? So the word yishalgena, yishaglena, yishkavena, we read. Right? Whatever that word means in the Ktiv, it's a coarser word. And we substitute it with a more genteel word.
Isn't that going against what we said earlier?
No, because this is something else. The Kriyuch Ktiv is part of the Masorah. Right? And it's the fact that there are certain words that are written one way in the Torah and they're read another way is built into the Masorah. Right? And the Masorah is that, and the black and white as a written text, we say it like it is. But for public reading, we want to make it a little more dainty. You know, there are children present. You wouldn't want your kid running around saying, Yishalgena.
Where's Yishalgena?
I'm afraid that he would listen to every single word and memorize.
Yes. So, again, sometimes the way this works out is that the euphemized term
becomes.
It's the same thing like PC. Like the word that you substitute to be more PC in time becomes, takes on all of the.
Look, this is the word for bathrooms in Hebrew or in English. You say restaurant, you know, like you always want to use right. the more polite. That word right. becomes not polite in itself.
Yishkavena, right. I mean, sounds like really like. I mean, whatever you would say in English sounds like to lie together, you know. To, I mean.